Each year, nearly 2 million people discover they have lung cancer. Over 85% have non-small cell lung cancer, many with tumors with targetable mutations in the epidermal growth factor receptor, EGFR. These respond well to EGFR tyrosine kinase inhibitors, but most progress within a year. Two-thirds of these have the T790M resistance mutation. And that's where the Tagrisso story begins with an idea. At AstraZeneca, we understood that patients urgently needed an innovative medicine to combat the resistance mutation, T790M. And thanks to our deep-rooted heritage in kinase-targeted drug discovery and development, we knew what to look for. The conventional approach would involve testing of over 1 million compounds, taking up to a year. But our expertise in kinase-targeted drug discovery enabled us to focus on just 40 compounds. In March 2013, Tagrisso was given to the first patient with EGFR T790M mutation positive non-small cell lung cancer in the AURA program. Expanded phase 1 cohorts and phase 2 data confirmed the compelling efficacy and safety profile of Tagrisso. Tissue and blood-based tests for the EGFR T790M mutation were developed to identify patients most likely to benefit from Tagrisso. Tagrisso development moved ahead at unprecedented speed, just over 2.5 years from first patient treated to first approval. We continue to explore Tagrisso's full potential. By following the science, we developed Tagrisso to meet challenging demands for a clinically effective next-generation medicine for patients with EGFRM T790M non-small cell lung cancer.